This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Sean Pendergast, Seth Payne, and voice of the Texans, Mark Vandermeer, here on Sports Radio 610 on a Friday. Hope you're staying safe. Hope you're staying sane. Hope we can be a distraction for you as you go about your day. Mark, three former number one overall picks, none of whom are busts. You know, Jameis, probably the most busty of the three. But Jameis was serviceable, certainly in Tampa, big turnover issues. Cam's a former MVP, and then there's Jadeveon Clowney. I don't know which one's the most intriguing for you to start with. So I guess I'll just throw it to you. Of these three, which one's saga intrigues you the most?
I think Clowney is, well, look, the two quarterbacks are quarterbacks. So they're at another level. This position is so crucial to this sport. We always talk about it. So it's always looked at through a different lens. But Clowney is intriguing because Clowney's been the kind of guy. What did we always say? You know, pro-Clowney people throughout his career here in Houston. It's not only about sacks. I know he hasn't had double-digit sacks, but look what he does. He disrupts and everything. And in fairness to – and Seth can speak to this. In fairness to a lot of defensive linemen, it's – you know, you're not always going to have those opportunities. And I think that in fairness to a lot of offensive linemen, a D lineman or an outside linebacker or whatever you want to call it, because I know he's not just a, you know, he's an outside linebacker, but he plays everywhere up front and did for the Houston Texans. Sometimes the offensive lineman gets such a bad rap because you could have a great game, but you give up two sacks and look at that. That's just horrible. Now, the player on the front seven of the defense could have two sacks, but he might have been terrible the rest of the day. Not that Clowney is this, but if you have two sacks, oh my gosh, you're going to the Hall of Fame if you average two sacks a game. So it's a funny thing that way with Clowney, but I think Clowney as a disruptor, as a guy who affects the offensive game plan so much, is very compelling still, but he just doesn't appear to be the kind of player, that's going to command $100 million. I mean, that's it. Otherwise, he would have it by now. Otherwise, he'd have that mega contract by now. People feel like it's not something they just want to part with, that kind of cash for a player like that. I think a lot of teams would love to have him, but not at his price. I think the other guys, it's not about the price. It's about the fit. It's about can they get an opportunity to play. I don't know how much choice they have. I think Newton is a harder guy to sign at this point because of the health concerns. You don't know the physical, who's going to do it. What are you going to trust the information? He says he's healthy, probably is, but who knows? I mean, these, you know, before people invest, and not just invest money, but invest a commitment in a player, they want to know. I think Winston actually has a great chance to sign on almost, I don't want to say almost anywhere, but somewhere where, look, if he just gets a chance, let's say he's the Ryan Tannehill in a certain situation, he's got a shot to really make some noise here. If he can clean up the turnovers, which I know is a big if, and it's been around him for a long time, that could be a really compelling signing.
Well, you know, I think with Clowney, do you suppose part of it was just that last year he was coming off of a better 2018 season than he is in 2019? Now, I feel like if he were hitting free agency this time, like after coming off of his 2018 season and without a sports hernia surgery, that he actually at the very least might be getting Frank Clark type of money or DeMarcus Lawrence type of money.
That's a great point, Seth. And yeah, it was a better campaign for him. The numbers, the health, all of it. I think Seattle does like him. When he was seen on the national stage, he made plays. Guys said good things about him. It's a tough time to hit it for him. It really is. And he'll find a job somewhere. Maybe for him, the secret is to take, I don't know, maybe take a shorter-term deal and prove it again. But how much time does he really have left? And, you know, when they drafted him, it's funny with the Texans because the last two number one overall picks they had are both freakazoid people, Mario Williams and Jadeveon Clowney. And neither guy got a second contract with the team, and neither guy really truly flourished. Now Clowney's still got a lot of time to flourish. He's in the midst of this thing right now. But after they left the Texans, so it's a unique situation with both players. And I'll be curious to see how Clowney's career goes from here, like everybody else, because you know usually if you draft a guy number one overall, you know you hope to have him for a decade or whatever, and that he's a total game changer in every sense of the word. But it really hasn't happened for any of the Texans' number one overall picks because Carr is the third.
Yeah, well, Mark, the one thing I would say about Mario versus Clowney is at least Mario got paid. You know, he became the highest paid player in football or highest paid defensive player in football for a period of time. What do you think those conversations are like behind the scenes with Bus Cook and Clowney and how this whole thing has played out? Do you think there's a chance he feels like, man, I was getting bad advice the whole time?
I don't know. You know, it's a great point. You know, how does that go down between them, between player and agent? And you don't know what Bus was telling them, right? Just don't know.
Right.
You don't know what's being said but by the agent. I mean, it could be the player driving it. No, I want this, I want this. I don't know. I mean, that's a question that only they can answer, and they know those conversations. I just believe that there is a job out there for him. My kid plays Madden, right? Like a lot of people do. He told me that he saw Clowney in a Titans jersey on Madden in some sort, and it wasn't, you know, some kid playing a game and coming up with some sort of all-time team or some sort of all-star Pro Bowl team. Sorry, I don't know the Madden terminology. But he said, Dad, Clowney was in a Titan jersey. I think he's going to sign with the Titans. I said, listen, PFT doesn't have it. NFL.com doesn't have it. Schefter doesn't have it. Nobody has it, all right? And I don't want Clowney in a Titans uniform. Thank you very much. Let's have this not happen, please.
Mark, what do you think about the Texans in free agency, as well as every other NFL team in free agency right now, because everything has slowed down so much? And this is when teams – this second and third week in free agency is when a lot of teams historically have made their best free agency moves. Is this the new normal, at least until the draft or until teams start being able to get physicals? Is everything just going to gum right up?
I think there's going to be some trickles, but you know, with the second wave, sometimes you do have players that you really want to have a much closer look at. And you know, with the high price guys, the guys who bust the marquee, you know, they don't go on a whole lot of visits often because, you know, they're signing it at 301 Central or whatever, and you knew about it 2 days before. I mean, when the legal tampering period begins, so-and-so has agreed to terms. So the legal tampering period has become the new start of free agency, let's be honest here. You know, remember, Seth, you remember Jeff Posey, right? 12:01 a.m., he signs a deal with the Buffalo Bills after that good first season with the Houston Texans. And what was your reaction to that, by the way, at the time? Because you played with him.
I loved Jeff Posey. I didn't realize that it was at 12:01 a.m. that day. I didn't realize that he was saying that before there was a legal tampering period. So there was skullduggery about.
Yeah, but now that, legal.
Now I feel. Now, you know what? I feel offended. I feel like they stole Jeff Posey from us.
They did. They stole Jeff Posey from the Texans. But that's okay. I don't think Jeff Posey is in the Hall of Fame, last I checked, but probably a good guy. The point is this, though, that the legal tampering period, you know, at 0-1 after that starts, you have terms agreed to with players and teams, and so you know there were conversations happening. So I forget where we were with this. Oh, yeah, second wave. So the second wave, look, if you're an NFL team right now, what are you thinking about the draft? Oh my gosh, we have to communicate on Zoom or whatever. We have to rely on the backlog of information that we have. We can't work these guys out. We can't go to pro days. We can't interview them at the facility. We don't have that stuff going on. Everything's Skyped. Everything's video conferencing. You better have done your homework early. And this is going to be one of the more fascinating drafts. It's all going to be digital, you know. And I'm like I said, I was joking. I'm hoping I'm not broadcasting it from my house. I hope we're all at NRG Stadium doing the broadcast. But there's not going to be a draft event here. And the teams, they're hoping they're all going to be together. Guys, what if? I mean, look at New York. Is New York going to be ready by then? What if the league, for competitive balance, makes everybody separate, right? Or, you know, you could be in a meeting room, but you all better be 6 feet apart. I don't know how they're going to handle this, but they have to be able to communicate, and the decisions made are going to be affected by it somehow. You just have to hope that the Texans make the right ones, and, you know, everybody's hoping that their squad makes the right ones.
Yeah, I guess the one thing I would say, Mark, is that all 32 teams are dealing with it. You know what I mean? Like, it would be different if it were affecting half the teams, affecting five teams, if it were affecting one team, then certainly everybody would feel all sorts of sorry for that team. I guess the fact that all the teams are having to deal with it, and to me, the fact that there's almost paralysis by analysis sometimes with the draft. I get why front offices have angst about it, because it's disrupting their normal flow of doing things. But I start to look at it and go, man, I wonder if there's certain teams that are just going to be better equipped to deal with this sort of thing than others. If there's a, now that all 32 have to deal with it, is there a glitch in the matrix where certain teams that go about things a certain way are going to be able to take advantage of the situation like this?
Well, your college visits, what you evaluated, because they come up with a book and a board, and maybe not a full board, but they come up with a book certainly after the college season is over, after they've had a chance to evaluate these guys on tape and go to the games and the scouting and whatnot. So how good was your homework then? And then through this whole process here, you guys know, I mean, look at how we're doing this show right now through all the technology. The IT departments are going to be somewhat MVPs here of the teams that are really successful in the draft, you know, the ones that really kept people connected well. And it is no joke what these guys are doing right now, because to get to the servers, to get to watch all the footage you need, it's easier said than done. And I know that our IT guys, I mean, and you guys know, like Robbie Green for Entercom, you know, these guys aren't sleeping. You know, not only is it hard to get people hooked up, you got to keep them hooked up, and then problems happen, and I need this, then I need that hard drive, and I need whatever. So the background stories are going to be interesting, the ones we get for what teams did to get through this whole draft prep process. And then, like I said earlier, we'll see what happens during the actual draft and how they have to conduct that.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.